USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The former Minneapolis police officer charged with manslaughter is reliving the moments she shot and killed Dante Wright during a traffic stop.
I remember yelling, "Taser, taser, taser," and nothing happened. And then he told me I shot him.
Kim Potter claims she meant to use her taser on Dante Wright during a traffic stop earlier this year, but accidentally grabbed her gun and shot him instead. Potter adding the traffic stop quickly escalated when police tried to arrest Wright for an outstanding warrant. The National Weather Service expects a calmer weekend after a rash of severe December storms and deadly tornadoes. Parts of the southern plains could face strong gusty winds later today and into the evening, but forecasters don't see a big likelihood. USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says studies have found a rather profound immunity increase against the Omicron variant after a booster shot is taken. One of the nation's leading infectious disease experts noting the best protection against the Delta and Omicron variants is getting fully vaccinated plus receiving a booster shot.
We are in a situation where we are now facing a very important Delta surge, and we are looking over our shoulder at an oncoming Omicron surge.
Fauci adding Omicron is more transmissible than any variant we have seen before, but there are still details unknown because of how new the variant is. Spider-Man No Way Home is already setting box office records, the film bringing in $50 million in ticket sales from previews yesterday. This is the third highest movie opening in history behind Avengers Endgame and Star Wars The Force Awakens. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden delivers a commencement speech at South Carolina State University's fall commencement Friday morning. He notes the challenges the graduating class has faced over the last year and a half.
Your time here has come during a tumultuous and consequential moment in modern American history. And has led you to graduate at a real inflection point in history.
Biden referring to the COVID-19 pandemic. Democrats are continuing to be called out for the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
As the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to flood illegal immigrants into our country, the border wall was paid for, and a few months from completion when President Biden put a halt to the project. The president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd on Fox News, says this self-induced crisis is a result of the Democrat lawmakers' decisions.
What they're going to do is they're going to continue to pander to their base. They want to appear like they're trying to energize their base to keep them on board. But the fact remains, when you look at what they're doing, they're lying and they're deflecting. When they lie, they're talking about root causes that have existed forever. And then they refuse to talk about what's actually taking place here in the United States where the root causes exist, the catch and release program. And then when they deflect, they blame President Trump for everything that's going on, when in reality, President Trump gave them the most secure borders that ever existed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.